Hi, this is Dr. Joe Vitale. Let's talk about the law of attraction and hypnosis. Now, this is going to be very powerful, and it might be the first time anybody's ever talked about both of these in a combined way. So let's break it down. First of all, what is the law of attraction? Well, that's something that's been made very, very popular because of the movie The Secret. If you've not seen the movie for some reason, go to www.thesecret.tv. This movie came out several years ago and took the world by storm. I ended up on Larry King. Oprah did a three-part special on it. It's been on the cover of Time, Newsweek, and a long list of other places. The movie's been traveling around the world. And why is it getting so much attention? Well, it's giving people hope, and it's teaching them what's called the law of attraction. In the most simplistic terms, what that means is you basically will attract into your life what you are unconsciously thinking about. Now, that's a very simplistic definition. But the law of attraction has been around for a very long time. It's been written about in the 1800s. There's a book called Thought Vibration that came out, I believe, around 1905. That is all about the law of attraction. I've written about the law of attraction in such books as The Attractor Factor, which is the book that got me into the movie The Secret. And famous psychologists, including William James, has defined the law of attraction in his own words by basically saying you tend to get whatever you focus on. So the law of attraction is about attracting into your life in a very predictable way. That's why they refer to it as a law, everything you get. Now, on one level, this is a little scary because it means you better watch your thoughts. It means that if you're not thinking very appropriately, or you're not thinking very positively, or you have negative beliefs about anything, including money, you could repel it. You can cause some damage in your life. You can have some bumps in the road. And at the same time, this is a cause for celebration because this means that you have the power. You have the power to make changes in your life by working with your thoughts. So there's some freedom here, and of course, I want you to focus on the freedom. If you focus on fear, well, simply from the law of attraction standpoint, you'll tend to bring in more things to be afraid of. That's law of attraction. So let's start focusing on what you really want. That's the good news of the law of attraction. If you want money, start focusing on wealth. Read books about money. In fact, here's a gift. Go read a book I wrote called Attract Money Now, which you can have for free. Just go to www.attractmoneynow.com and you can download the book for free. That's a digital book. If you do want the hardcover, that's not free. And you can go to attractmoneynowbook.com. But go to get the freebie. Read the book. It has a 7-step formula in there to help you attract money. And because I'm trying to help you and the rest of the world, I'm giving away the ebook version at attractmoneynow.com. So one of the things you need to be doing is putting your thoughts on money, on wealth, on deservingness, on positivity. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through this section. But when it comes to the law of attraction, you're going to tend to attract what you're thinking about. Well, most of the time, you're probably thinking about your debt. You're thinking about your worries and your fears and your poverty or being jobless or being without making new sales. And you want to change all of that and begin focusing on what you do want. That's law of attraction. So let me give you a little tip here on how to help you with your thinking. There's a process called what-if-up thinking. My friend Mindy Audlin promotes it, and she wrote a book called What If It All Goes Right, where she describes it, and I wrote the introduction to that book. It's well worth reading. But I can tell you about the what-if-up thinking method right now, and this will help you change your thinking about wealth and everything else so the law of attraction is more on your side, so to speak. So what if down thinking is when you criticize everything that comes your way? What if up thinking is when you look at the positive and you even upgrade the thoughts that come your way? For example, as you're listening to this program, you could what if down it and say, oh, this Joe Vitale, he's just trying to sell me something, or this Joe Vitale, he doesn't know what he's talking about, or this guy, this method isn't going to work for me. You can what if down this and be very critical and talk yourself out of it. But what if up thinking does the reverse? It says, what if this wealth trigger actually works? What if This Joe Vitale really knows what he's talking about. What if the seven-step formula in his book, Attract Money Now, actually works? What if all of this hypnosis and law of attraction stuff works so well that I'm going to start attracting money by the end of today? What if everything becomes easy and effortless? Well, notice the difference. When you do what-if down thinking, your energy drops, you don't feel so good, you feel negative, you don't want to take any action, everything just comes to a stop. When you do what-if up thinking, your energy skyrockets. Even my energy went up as I was doing this exercise for you. I was simply demonstrating this and making all of this up as I was illustrating it for you, and my energy started to increase. I started to feel a little bit excited. You probably even heard it in my voice. So you can change your thoughts with a lot of different methods, and this is what influences the law of attraction. So one of the first tips is go read the book, Attract Money Now. One of the other tips is practice what-if up thinking. What if this actually works? What if it all goes right? And start playing with that kind of mentality. Your energy will change, and you'll start to attract more good things into your life because of that energy change. Again, that's basic law of attraction. So, what about hypnosis? Well, hypnosis has been around for centuries. Some people fear it. Some people think that you're giving up control, and that's not hypnosis at all. Very often, hypnosis is such a slight trance state that you don't even know you're in it. There's actually something called waking hypnosis, which is where your eyes are open, but you're still in a trance. Now, you've experienced this because we all have when we've been driving. If you've been going down a road, maybe a highway, maybe late at night, and you've been driving along, and suddenly you just kind of snap to and realize that you missed the last two or three exits because your mind was driving you unconsciously. Well, where was your conscious mind? You didn't go off the road. You were still on the road. Something was taking care of you. You were in a waking trance. Your eyes were open. If somebody looked at your face, you'd look like, well, maybe you're relaxed, but you're awake. But you weren't totally awake, and a deeper part of you was keeping you safe. Hypnosis works on that level. Now, you can even go deeper with hypnosis. Hypnosis has been used in surgery, and many dentists have used hypnosis without giving people pain medication. I don't think you need to go that far with hypnosis, but it does illustrate the power of this method. And hypnosis has been blessed by the Medical Association since around the 1950s. So this is not new, this is not scary, and it is very powerful. So hypnosis is a way to reach your unconscious mind. Now, why is this important? Well, the law of attraction is working with your mind too. The mistake most people make when they first get introduced to the law of attraction is that they look at it from a top-level, superficial level only. And what that means is they'll say to themselves, well, I'm thinking about money, but I'm not attracting money. I'm thinking about wealth, but I'm not attracting wealth. I'm thinking about prosperity, but I'm not prosperous. So this law of attraction stuff doesn't work. The movie The Secret doesn't work. Well, they don't have a deeper understanding of the law of attraction. The law of attraction doesn't work on your conscious thoughts. It works on your unconscious thoughts. This is really important. It's a breakthrough of a discovery in terms of understanding human behavior and how the mind works. For example, when New Year's resolution time comes around, the 1st of January, most people sit down and they create resolutions for themselves. They say, I'm going to join a gym. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to date more. I'm going to do something positive for myself. They're always well-intended statements or resolutions. They never say, I'm going to start heroin next week. They always say something like, I'm going to open my own business next week. They're going to do something positive. But what happens a week later or a month later or sometimes the same day? They give up on their resolution. Why? If their conscious intention was a noble and healthy one, why did they give it up? The answer is, in their unconscious mind, they have what I call counter-intentions. And the counter-intention can be anything from, I don't deserve success, money is evil, I'm not likable, I'm not lovable, nobody would go out with me, my business idea doesn't work, my business ideas will never work, I'll never get a job, I'm not hireable, or I'm overqualified, I'm underqualified. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on. So the law of attraction is not working with your conscious thoughts. You can sit and affirm all day long, I am wealthy. I know where the wealth trigger is. I am attracting money. You can sit and do visualizations all day. You can imagine yourself with your new car, your new house, your new job, sales coming in, holding checks. You can do all of these things, and they will not work if unconsciously you have these counter intentions that'll veto the conscious ones. I'm pausing so this can really sink in. Now, hypnosis rides in to the rescue, because hypnosis is a way for you to easily, effortlessly, and quickly change the counter intentions in your unconscious mind. Now, in this particular program, you're going to have some inductions that'll walk you through that experience. Right now, I'm just talking about the law of attraction and hypnosis as a powerful double whammy tool to change your deeper thoughts, which changes your emotions, which changes your behavior, which changes the results you get. Once you take care of those unconscious counterintentions around wealth and money, you will begin to attract wealth and money. Why? How? Because the interference will be gone. The only reason you don't have that wealth and money in your life right now is because your unconscious mind isn't allowing it in your life experience. And why isn't it? Because on some deeper level, you don't actually want it. Now think about this. For example, if I say the phrase, money is the root of all, and I pause to let you fill in the blank, what do you say? Money is the root of all. You said evil. Why did you say evil? You said evil because you were programmed to say that. Almost all of us were programmed to say that. It's actually a misstatement from biblical literature. And because we have that statement in our unconscious mind, we think money is evil. Well, think about this even deeper. If you consciously think to yourself, I'm going to attract money. I'm going to use hypnosis and attract money. I'm going to use the law of attraction and attract money. I'm going to do what Joe Vitale and his friends say, and I'm going to attract money. Yet unconsciously, you think money's evil. What do you think is going to happen? You either will not allow that money in your life because it's bad, it's evil, you don't want it. Or if you do allow a little bit in, it'll only be enough to survive because that'll just be allowable. And you will not allow more than that to come in without you finding a way to get rid of it. This is why so many people who win a lottery are not ready for the lottery. And they end up not only broke, having lost all the money they won, but even being further in debt. They were not mentally ready to receive wealth. Now, the good news for you is this Wealth Trigger program is all designed to work on the conscious and unconscious level. And the scripts and inductions and everything that we're giving you here is designed to change you easily, effortlessly, and permanently on that unconscious level so you can allow wealth, that you will actually welcome wealth. And in case you still think money is evil, let me point out that the actual biblical literature says the love of money is the root of all evil. And let me explain that a little further. The wealthy people I know, myself included, are not in love with money. They're in love with wealth, money, and freedom. Freedom is what they really want. They're in love with freedom. The freedom to do what they want, the freedom to make a difference, the freedom to use money as a tool and to distribute it where it will do the most good. I've been able to have a great party for myself because of money, but I've also been able to buy cars for family and friends, to make contributions to causes I believe in, to start causes that I believe in, and to distribute the money to people that I think needed it or had worthy causes that I wanted to support. You get to do that as well. If you want to make a real difference in the world, become wealthy and distribute money to where you think it will do the most good. Money is good. Money can help you achieve all of your dreams. So let's talk a little bit more about how to attract money. This is working with the law of attraction, but I'm also using hypnosis, conversational hypnosis, if you will, to help reach your unconscious mind. So the first thing you want to do is clear your unconscious mind of the counter intentions. Now, we're doing that through all of this talking and monologue that I'm giving you, plus there'll be some scripts that you'll be going through later. The second thing I want you to do is let your passion surface. When people ask me, Joe, how did you go from homeless and in poverty and bankrupt to this world-famous author and so successful and so wealthy? And I would say, I've done nothing but follow my passion. I have followed my passion even when I didn't know it was going to pay off or I didn't know how it would pay off. So I want to encourage you to look within, find what your passion is, and begin to pursue it. Now, if you don't know what your passion is right now, play with possibilities. What if you did know what it was? Or what if you won the lottery and you're totally fine with money and you now have, we'll say, $350 million, and even after you pay taxes, you have a tremendous amount of money to do whatever you want. After you buy the cars and the houses and make world trips, what are you going to start doing? That'll help point in the direction of what your passion is. Also, what's your hobby? What did you want to do when you were a kid? What did you do when you were a kid? What have you done for rest and relaxation? What have you done as a kind of avocation, if not vocation? This all helps point in the direction of your passion. Also, you want to take action. Many people overlook that the word action is in the phrase law of attraction. Action is in attraction. Many people complain that in the movie The Secret, we don't talk enough about taking action. Well, that's interesting because I'm the very guy in the movie The Secret who leans forward, gets in your face, and says, when the idea is there, you have to take action. Life is a co-creation. If you want wealth, you have to act on your ideas. You have to act on your passion. And you do that by taking inspired action. If you're inspired to make a phone call, buy a book, attend a seminar, to do anything, you do it. That's part of your agreement with the universe to make a difference to attract the wealth you want. So you must take action. Another thing that you want to do is be grateful. Now, gratitude is one of the single most powerful things you can do to change your energy. From a law of attraction standpoint, when you are grateful, you begin to attract more things to be grateful for. So look around right now and find something you sincerely feel grateful for and start to get into the energy of feeling that gratitude. Because the more you can sincerely feel it, the more you change your energy and you will begin to pull into your next experiences things to be grateful for. Each future moment will get better based on the gratitude you experience in this particular moment. Now, I want to give you one final tip when it comes to using the law of attraction combined with hypnosis here. I want you to set a goal for yourself. When it comes to attracting wealth, what does that look like to you? Do you see yourself with a particular sum of money? Most people don't. A number doesn't usually give them that emotional charge that they need to motivate them to do anything. So what does it look like to you? What does the picture look like that you can step into? Do you have a boat? Do you have a particular car? Do you have a particular home? Do you live in a particular location? Do you have a particular job? Are the websites you have up pulling in a certain amount of money? Do you see yourself traveling? Do you see yourself spending money on a particular thing? What is the image, the vision that you see? What I'm asking you to do is create an end result. When it comes to wealth, where do you want to be? I want you to establish a picture in your mind right now. See yourself driving the car of your dreams. See yourself going to the job of your dreams, which could even be working at home. See yourself cashing the checks that are coming to you or looking at your bank account and seeing it get larger because of the wire transfers coming in. I want you to see you in the house of your dreams. If you're with somebody, see that person. If you're traveling, note where you're going to around the world. Now, as you get into this photo in your mind, I want you to step into it. I don't want you just to see yourself. I want you to step into that person that's been in your vision so that you can feel it. What does it feel like to be wealthy? What does it feel like to be driving this particular car? What does it feel like to be traveling or cashing these checks or buying the things that you feel are signs of abundance? What does it feel like to be in this dream home? What does it feel like inside in terms of wealth and accomplishment? Feel that for a moment, because what you're doing is planting in your unconscious mind a hypnotic command. We're using hypnosis with the law of attraction to establish something that is going to come into your reality very quickly. You want this, you long for this, you're ready for this. Because you're feeling so good, and because you know this is coming to you, and it is something you want so deeply, with such deep love and gratitude, the law of attraction is working on an unconscious level to bring it to you. And we're using hypnosis to anchor this in your unconscious mind. All you have to do is take action when the opportunities appear. This is how you use the law of attraction with hypnosis. I'm Dr. Joe Vitale, and I'm very excited because your wealth is coming to you right now.